Speak up. Who's that?
But there was this whirring noise, and then a sort of chuffing and groaning. The baffled constable looked into the telephone and then banged it on his helmet to try to improve the connection. If his attention hadn't been so engaged with the receiver, he might have noticed a distinct wobble coming over the police box. Its blue surface shimmered momentarily and grew bluer. The whirring sound stopped, but then so did the voice at the other end of the line as it went dead. The constable looked ruefully at the telephone. Now he would have to cycle all the way back to the station and get permission from the super personally, by which time the sun would doubtless be gone, and with it the prospect of a relaxing afternoon in the garden potting out the sweet peas. This speculation was the constable's last thought in the world. As he replaced the receiver, his face was suddenly slammed up against the blue door as if, but that was impossible, something inside the box had grabbed his hand. His arm disappeared up to the shoulder, his head lolled back, the eyes staring. As the throttled terminal gasp bubbled away to a whisper in his throat, from inside the box echoed the light, delicate sound of a chuckle. The TARDIS was full of surprises, but Adric wasn't ready for what he saw when he turned the corner. Suddenly, he seemed to be in the open air, in a sort of crumbling stone courtyard, with a floor unevenly flagged with stone slabs. A few small twisted trees grew up between the flagstones, and beyond them, the boy caught the crimson flash of the familiar flapping coat. At least he had found the doctor. Adric was about to call to him when he was stopped by the solemnity with which the doctor was pacing the pillared walk that flanked the quadrangle. His strange companion seemed deeply troubled. The doctor must have sensed that he wasn't alone because he slowed his steps and turned. So caught up in his thoughts was he that at first he appeared not to recognize the dark-haired boy. Then Adric found himself being beckoned across the quadrangle. The doctor wasn't pleased to be disturbed. The cloister room was his special place for deep, private thinking. "Whenever you see me in here, pacing up and down like this, be a good chap and don't interrupt, unless it's terribly urgent." "It's not, is it?" The boy shook his head. The doctor shook his, too. It was as if there was a loose thought in there, rattling among the centuries of wisdom. "Well, now you know. In fact, there's no need to come barging in here at all. If it's terribly urgent, you can always ring the cloister bell." Adric had never heard of the cloister bell. The doctor explained it was a sort of communications device, reserved for wild catastrophes and sudden calls to man the battle stations.
Battle stations? The TARDIS doesn't have them, surely?
Not as such, the doctor replied vaguely. Still, I sometimes wonder whether I shouldn't be running a tighter ship. He scratched at a nearby pillar. The stone was powdery, like chalk, and a rivulet of dust cascaded from the point beneath the doctor's finger. "I'm afraid the second law of thermodynamics is taking its toll of the old thing." The Alzerians had given Adric a badge for mathematical excellence, although his grasp of physics wasn't very good. But on the journey from his home planet, Adric had had plenty of time to learn from the doctor, and now he knew about the Earth physicist Maxwell and his ideas on entropy. Entropy was the waste energy that builds up in systems, the rust on the wheels, the weeds in the vegetable garden, the heat that eats away at components in the computer. Entropy seemed to be much on the doctor's mind lately. Maxwell's second law of thermodynamics consisted of two grim words. Entropy increases. The doctor sighed. "The more you put things together, the more they keep falling to bits. That's the essence of the second law of thermodynamics, and I never heard a truer word spoken. Have you seen the state of the time column lately? Wheezing like a grumpus."
"It will get us to Gallifrey, won't it?" Adric asked anxiously.
"Gallifrey? The doctor spoke the name of his own planet as if it were a new word in his vocabulary. "Oh, yes, yes. Are you really set on visiting Gallifrey?"
Adric nodded. "That is where we're going, isn't it?"
The doctor sat down slowly. Luckily, there was a carved stone bench set in the wall where they were standing, but there quite easily might not have been. "That was the very question I was pondering, Adric, in a general way. There's bound to be a lot of